Okay, I'm like ready to cry. I'm like, I've already done a recording today because I was like brutally attacked yesterday. My right leg was twisted, the top of my head was burned, my bladder was pushed on when I came in my home yesterday, and then I was digitally remotely raped yesterday. The similar things happened to me today. I was digitally remotely raped while I was fully dressed, just chronically, and I ignored it. I literally wanted to take a knife and sever the nerve in my vaginal area so I don't have to feel what is being done to me. But I always get afraid about mutilating myself because I'm like, what if I fall in love later on in life? What if I get married or something? I won't have any sexual desire because I mutilated myself just to keep someone from forcing it on me in such a dilapidated, disgusting environment by force. I'm getting digitally raped. It's like, this is not the time, the place, or I don't even feel that way. And this feeling someone is taking advantage of my body remotely with tech, biotech, doing something to me that I don't want, that I don't like. And I'm so desperate not to feel it. I'm ready to cut the inside of my pussy and my rectum. I know where the nerve is being stimulated. I know, I look at the anatomy books, but I'm like, you're going to damage yourself permanently because some evil, disgusting, rapist motherfucker is accessing biotech that was put in your body and forcing it on you and making you hate sex. Hey, I don't want anyone to ever touch me. I don't want sex or anything, but I also know that I'm in a prison of sorts. I know that I'm being held, my body's being held hostage. I know that whoever's doing this to me is evil as fuck and disgusting as fuck, but that's not even what I wanted to talk about. I did my internal silent scream about that experience last night, this morning, and throughout the day. Like, I literally scream inside because I have to remember, you know, I love myself. I know I am beautifully and wonderfully made. I'm a Christian. I know God doesn't make mistakes. People do. I know the fact that I'm here. I'm supposed to be here. I'm a beautiful African-American woman. I know all these things about myself. But I know those things about myself so much that I don't want some evil, rapist, pervert, desperate, shriveled up, thick, little pervert motherfucker sitting there accessing biotech on my body against my will and without my consent, forcing things on my body because they can't get pussy, because they're sitting somewhere in some house nearby listening to everything that I do in my room and having access to Allegheny Health Network's illegal surgical implant that was snuck in my body during a hysterectomy, able to stimulate the nerves in my vaginal area against my will. It's like, yeah, I kind of do want to cut the nerve. And I know I'll feel better once I cut the nerve. I just know I'll feel better for cutting the nerve because then whoever's doing that will no longer have a connection to my body or my vagina. But then I know I'll feel bad later if I meet someone that I actually want to be with, someone that I actually like, and it's a choice and a desire. And then now I can't feel anything because I severed my nerve just to keep some rapist from doing this to me with biotech. So I repeated myself. Yeah, but again, that's not what I wanted to talk about. Let me get to what I'm wanting to talk about. I'm really frustrated because I'm writing my manuscript. I put January 3rd, 2022 when I should have put January 3rd, 2023. I started writing it 2 years ago in 2021. Some of my manuscript is based on most of it, a lot of it is based on my 2000 audio recordings about my surgery since 2015. So I just decided to put all the things that I talked about in my audio recordings from 2015 to 2022, after my surgery, my illegal unconstitutional surgery, I decided to put a lot of my personal experiences with this biotech in my body on paper. And I'm frustrated at this point because I consider my words to be in a historical document because this implant was put in my body in 2015. But every one of my laptops is hacked. Like everyone, I keep buying laptops and they keep getting hacked and someone keeps editing my words. And they're not really editing. Well, they're jumbling certain things that I say. And the thing is, I type 90 words a minute. I make a lot of mistakes, but I always go back and I read what I write and I fix it. So I fix things and then it was unfixed. And then they took out my last entry on January 3rd. I had said some things that I had tweeted out. And it was about Elon Musk. And I had said some things that I had tweeted out. One part of what I said, they left. The part that makes it seem like I'm crazy. They left that part. When I said something about, you know, what devices in my bedroom are hacked where it's able to connect to my body. And so the reason, so someone who doesn't know how Bluetooth works or how connections work, how asynchronous works, my tweet would seem very crazy. But that's not all that I tweeted. And that's not all that I wrote. And they took out the other part. And the other part that I wrote, and let me see if I can remember from the top of my head, because it was about my personal experience. And I feel like they might have deleted it so that I could talk about it. And I don't really want to talk about it. I don't really need to talk about it because, like I said in my manuscript, I said that sometimes things happen to me, and that's the what. Like when someone is in the field and they're the primary source, they experience is the what. So in order to find out why, someone might say, well, first we need to see what happens. And I talk a lot about that in my manuscript about how the doctors and scientists and techs that did this to my body try to make me insignificant but I am the most significant because they were unwilling to do this to themselves first, like they do to so many Black people. They like to test things on Black bodies to see what happens. And then once they see what happens for that Black body I hate doing color because I'm way past color with this biotech. I'm way past color. But historically, white people have used Black people to test things to see what happens because they don't always know. They speculate. They hypothesize, they formulate, and then for any scientist, for any researcher, that's how it all starts. You speculate, you formulate, you hypothesize, but in order to see what happens, you have to actually test it and experience it. So with this biotech in my body, I am experiencing the what. What happens? However, I said that my origins of education wasn't science. You know, I went to school for business administration, management information systems, I received my master's degree in elementary education, and it wasn't science. So with this biotech in my body, I experienced the what, but sometimes I don't always know why. And a lot of my manuscript takes the why, the historical why of certain theorists from the early 1900s that never contemplated bioscience technology being inside the human body. And I take some of their rudimentary fundamental theories and I apply that to what's inside my body, this biotech and bioscience technology, with a different perspective, because now I'm walking around and I'm radioactive. I'm walking around manipulating matter with my fingers when I touch things. I'm walking around feeling all these things, not just physically, but also emotionally, psychologically, intellectually. In every realm, it alters everything in my existence. And so I try to apply those theories in my manuscript from my personal experiences with this biotech in my body. And just to get to my point, the first part that I said about what I tweeted to Elon, they left it. That's the part that damages my credibility, because it sounds a little crazy. You know, me asking, you know, what devices could possibly do? I'm more so, someone would say, well, why would you do that? Because no one ever asked me, once they put this tech in my body, how I felt. And someone is hurting me. Someone is using the things in my environment to affect my body in a catastrophic way, trying to literally steal my soul away. And my only way to hope that there's some accountability that will actually occur for what is inside my body and what someone is actually doing to my body is to document in public format. It's my fuck you. And that's what I said for doing something to me that's illegal and unconstitutional and not protecting me with this science in my body and letting evil motherfuckers sit here and physically hurt me on a daily basis with biotech. So, but the second part of what I said is what someone deleted from my manuscript. And it could be because, one, it might give me some credibility. It doesn't sound that crazy. And two, they might not want anyone to know. Or four, they want me to talk about it. And I said when I wrote it that I didn't really want to talk about it. And even when I asked the question, it was kind of like a proposition, a question to Elon. I said in my next tweet, I'm not really asking. So I made it seem like it was a question, but then I said I wasn't really asking because I really wasn't asking. I was more like, I guess I was asking, but I wasn't asking. And so what I said was, I said, does freezing cold water cause the human body to become more radioactive with biotech? And then it cut, like, I didn't have enough space to put like inside the human body, which probably would have been best for me not to say that. But, and it was because my water felt like it had Freon in it. Like it was extra, extra cold, and something happened to me when I got in the water, and I'm still not going to discuss it. Because it scared me a little bit. I can say it did scare me a little bit. And I think I do know how that happened, but I don't feel like explaining it, because even if I explained it, it wouldn't be in a scientific way. But, you know, I looked up things on hypothermia and how the body reacts to a sudden state of hypothermia. And I can just imagine, you know, I can kind of connect the dots on how that happened to me and what happened. And once again, I feel like that's because they never contemplated the human body possessing this biotech that's inside my body ever. They never contemplated it, but the human body has its own natural reactions to elements without any biotech in it, which could affect technology like Bluetooth devices in adverse ways. It can affect the cells. Like, I kind of can figure out how it happened, but, you know, I just wanted to say something, because I know that there's like a more intelligent, I don't even want to say more intelligent, but a more academic way of explaining things. Even when I looked up the whole body's reaction to hypothermia, you know, hypothermia happens over a long period of time, but can it happen instantly? Like, can you go from a hot to a dramatically cold? It's kind of like getting burned. Like, sometimes cold water is like burning. It does the same as a flame. So someone be like, I can't imagine that. Well, it happened to me. It does the same. Like, if someone lights a fire and puts your hand in the fire, what will happen? How would your body react? It can happen with cold water as well. It can burn you. Cold water can burn you instantly. And sometimes with hypothermia, people get cold over time because they're in a cold atmosphere. Their body eventually gets super, super cold. But what if it happens instantly? What if you're submerged and you have this type of technology in your body? You know, so anywho, they took that out of my manuscript. Someone fucking deleted the whole thing. The whole fucking thing is not even there. It was the last thing that I wrote. And it's not in nothing that I have. Not a goddamn thing. I got my manuscript on 3 different laptops and it's fucking gone. And now when I think about it, I'm thinking about the years that I've had this tech in my body and how almost every winter something happens to my water where I don't have it. So I said in 2015, when they put this implant in my body, that next year after that, I had water. I was paying for water, but someone destroyed my pipes in the winter. Right. And I feel like it's happened almost every year, except the 1 or 2 years where it was warm. But almost last year, the same thing happened. I didn't have water. And from, I think it was from Christmas of last year all the way until March. Right. I didn't have no water. It wasn't because I wasn't. And I had to go to Walmart to fill up my water. And then even when I was in Kenneth, I didn't have water during these months. And I never really connected it to, I always thought someone was vandalizing my house, you know, because when I was in Kenneth, I didn't have water, not because of non-payment. I didn't have water because somebody did something, poked holes in my water meter. I had to get my water meter changed twice because someone deliberately poked holes in it. And that was when I was in Kenneth. But this time, it was cold this time. Like, there's a reasonable explanation as to what happened. It was cold for the first time in like 30 years. But I always feel like a lot of the stuff that happens to me is just like my surgery. Like, you provide a reasonable explanation as to why something occurs, except it's not the truth. And that's kind of how my surgery went. The reasonable explanation was I needed a hysterectomy because of cervical dysplasia, right? That was the cover for my surgery, except that wasn't the truth. They used that as a cover to put this implant in my body. But it was a reasonable explanation as to why I would need surgery, except it wasn't true. And a lot of things happens where things in the environment can constitute or justify an action, but the action is really just used as cover for something else. So I'm saying I'm doing a 50-50 on what happened with my pipes, because the 50-50 is it was really cold this year. It's chances are maybe what happened to my pipes did just happen. You know, like, it's a strong possibility. I'll never know. I wasn't here and I didn't witness it. But I got it fixed fast, which is something that typically doesn't happen because I usually don't have hardly any money. And I, you know, went to take my shower and we don't have hot water, and I haven't had hot water for years. And someone can say, how is that even possible? I call plumbers out. They give me estimates, and it's more than just changing my hot water heater. Changing a hot water heater is one thing, but I have copper pipes, and I have an old home, and the pipes are in the wall. They would give me some estimate that was just out of this world. And actually, some of them wouldn't even give me an estimate because they would say they don't know until they see, you know, they don't know because they would have to take out some of the walls to see why the hot water doesn't go to certain places. So I have 3 full bathrooms in my house, and I only have 2 bathrooms connected. And one bathroom has the sink works, but the tub doesn't work. The other bathroom, the tub works and the toilet works, but the sink doesn't work. And only one bathroom was able to receive hot water. And then something happened with that where it couldn't receive hot water anymore. So it's more than just changing out the hot water heater. And you would think having a biotech weapon in my body put there by one of the wealthiest networks in Western Pennsylvania, that they care more about how my pussy functions with this implant and being able to remote control my pussy and burn the top of my head and twist my ligaments and shock my fingers and remote control my body. They care less about the quality and the decency of how me and my kids live. They don't give a fuck about that. They literally keep me with limited money, but high microwave technology running through my bloodstream. When I'm upset in my house, I say the microwave technology running through my bloodstream should match my bank account. Me and my kids should never have had to live as long as we've had without hot water. But the reason is because it costs money to get proper plumbing done. And they make sure that we don't have a whole lot of money to do much of anything. And so someone might say, oh, you can get rid of this or get rid of that. And I'm like, okay, I did this with my mother. I don't know if I can do this again. I'll try. But I'm like, if you get $100 a month, right? And I'm just using that as an example. And A costs a dollar, B costs a dollar, C costs a dollar, D costs a dollar, E costs a dollar, and F costs $99. Right? Or I should say F costs $200, but you only have $100 and you could pay A through E, you know, with the $100 and still have some money left over because you have 3 small kids or you have 3 teenagers, and it doesn't get better. Small kids is easier to take care of. Now you got teenagers. You can pay A through E with that $100, but F costs double of what you have. Then what are you going to do? Or if you pay F, you can't pay A through E, and then you don't know how to take care of your teenagers. You're going to use that $100 to pay for A through E and have some money left over to survive. And fuck F, you know, because F costs double than what you have. And you don't have no one else to count on and nothing else coming in. So that's the situation that I've been put in with my kids. And then someone will judge and say, well, you got A. You got B, you got C, and you got D, and you got E. Girl, please get out of here. And I'm like, yeah, but A only costs this, and B only costs this, and C only costs this. But guess what? F is double than what I actually have. I can't. If I do F, we can't do. There's nothing else. We might not even survive. You know, it might cause a state of criminality because now we're in this situation where we're desperate. That's the human trafficking, putting women with implants in a situation where they don't have enough financial resources to take care of themselves and their families. And then you have random men that have access to their body and a body implant, remote controlling their vaginas, remote controlling my pussy, burning the top of my head, twisting my ligaments, and then limiting my financial resources, physically harming me with the implant. And that's emotional abuse. That's physical abuse. That's financial desperation, destitution. That is the textbook on human trafficking. That is the fucking textbook on human trafficking. That's how human trafficking starts. You limit, you deliberately limit someone's resources where they become dependent, where they have to barter. Like bartering, now it's you, what do you, if a woman has no money and she needs a favor, right? Unless it's a close friend or a relative, what are they bartering with? What is the expectations? If you can't, if you don't have no money to pay and you got to, now mind you, this woman has an implant in her body where someone can twist her ligaments and burn the top of her head and do all kinds of things to her to physically intimidate her, intimidate where she goes and what she does. What do you, what kind of situation do you think that that poses for a woman that has an implant and hardly no money in a desperate, destitute situation with limited resources? What the hell can she fucking barter? I'm not bartering my pussy. I'm never going to do that. Not ever. And yet and still, I'm still being digitally raped. Unwanted communications with my body, my personal private areas. To me, since I know I don't want it, I know I didn't initiate it, and I know I don't like it, but yet it's still happening. It lets me know that there is some incentive or some motivation coming from somewhere other than me, or else why would it happen? Why would someone want to take out time to digitally, remotely rape me or stimulate my vaginal area if I don't want it? Like, so I feel like the fact that it's still happening, someone's getting something out of it. Someone's getting something out of it or it wouldn't be happening because I never initiate it. It just starts out of nowhere. And then I sit there and I ignore it. And sometimes I cry and I get upset, but yet it continues until I can't take it anymore. And so I'm like, well, why would someone do that? If you know I don't like it and I'm getting upset, then why are you doing this to me every day? There has to be some motivation, some incentive, some benefit to wasting and taking that amount of time to trigger and target my vaginal area. There has to be someone on the other side, or why would you even bother? Or you just have to, you're just evil. You just want to fucking hurt me and make me feel like I'm getting raped and make me miserable. Are you that evil? Like, why would someone want to take out that kind of time to do that to another human being against their will and without their consent? My conclusion is that someone is on the other end of this biotech and they're getting something out of some type of remote sensual sexual stimulation out of doing what's being done to me, or else it would have stopped. Because I've articulated in my manuscript, in my audio recordings over and over again, how I don't like it, how I am disgusted, and I recall it digital rape. So if I'm calling it digital rape, I'm crying and I'm screaming and I don't like it, then why is it still happening? So that's just my conclusion on that. And I kind of went off on a tangent. You know, but my manuscript is not just about digital rape. Digital rape is how some is one element out of how some evil, rapist, racist, biased, fucked up moron chooses to use the biotech. That is not all the ways that this biotech can be used. And I literally feel like someone does that to me to make that the focus of my conversation. And I literally don't feel like, I feel like someone took that part out about, does freezing cold water cause the human body to be more radioactive if it has biotech in it? Not because you were trying to save my life. Because you were trying to take my personal experience about what I experienced so you can give credit to someone else. So someone else can say, oh, this happened to me and this is what I learned from it. Except that's not even what I said. I pretty much just said, I am the what, and I don't always know the why. And And I've always admitted that. Now, even with some of the scientific psychological theories that I applied, they didn't know the what, because they never contemplated biotech being inside the human body. They didn't know the what. It was not even thought to be possible, me, the what, having this in my body. So they could never articulate how it felt. And they don't even know what happened. The only person that knows what happened is someone that actually has it in their body and experienced it. So, and they never contemplated it anyway. So my manuscript has always had value. I've always had value. And someone's tried to make me feel like I don't have value. But the planning, the methodical planning that was involved in sneaking this shit in my fucking body and then lying about it and covering it up so you could see what happens gives me value, and it doesn't come from you. And the reason why you're hurting me is because now that you've learned everything that you want to learn about it, you want your fucking shit back. And you want me to either die or be quiet. And I'm like, no, you owe me fucking millions for pain and suffering, for using my body without consent, for using biotech on me to harm me and hurt me and torture me so you could see what would happen. And now you fucking know, you try to take my experiences and give them to someone else to explain so that they can get all the credit and the accolades. And I just don't appreciate that. And then you literally digi-rate me and burn me at the top of my head to dumb me down. You hope that I forget things. You want me to, like, deliberately, I make my own mistakes. Sometimes I forget how to spell easy words, but I also type 90 words a minute. Like, literally, I type 90 words a minute. And a lot of times I do have to go back and make corrections on what I just wrote, but I do, and I'm pretty good at storytelling. And someone is doubling down on my mistakes by making more mistakes, trying to jumble up certain parts of my sentences so it doesn't have the climax or the that it had if it was correct, if it was written correctly. And now you're fucking deleting things from my manuscript. Like, you fucking deleted that last part about the radioactive part, but you left the part about, is it my Google Mini or is it my iPhone that someone is connecting to cause this to happen to me? And I have to go back in my manuscript and see if I put that in there. But what I said about my iPhone, who is someone connecting to my iPhone to digitally rate me, is not crazy at all. Because believe it or not, ICD, defibrillators, pacemakers, a lot of them can be monitored and controlled, not just from a third party computer, but also it connects to your iPhone to collect data and monitor your vitals. So your iPhone, everyone knows this from a rudimentary fundamental point of view when it comes to like finger sensoring, when it comes to like body metrics, that your cell phone devices, even your smartwatches, can monitor the physical vital activities inside your body. So that's not, but it can also be manipulated. Believe it or not, you can program an iPhone or any device not only to monitor, but to also manipulate certain things if you have what I have in my body, which is a fucking receptor, something that receives and sends. It can be fucking manipulated, not just monitored, but manipulated. So what I said wasn't really that crazy. And but when you're like on Twitter and you're saying a general thing, you don't have time to explain all of that. Someone is manipulating the tech that's in my body. Someone is deliberately targeting and triggering the nerve in my vaginal area to try to make me feel a certain way. Someone is deliberately triggering and burning some part of a nerve to make the top of my head burn. Someone is deliberately targeting and manipulating some part of whatever this thing in my body to twist my right leg. Someone is deliberately targeting targeting and manipulating some part of this biotech to buzz my middle and my index finger. And believe it or not, devices can do more than monitor. They can also be accessed to manipulate. So I know what the fuck I'm saying. I know what I say in my manuscript. And I literally feel like someone took that last part out because it actually added credibility. Y'all want me to sound crazy, except the motherfuckers that did this to me, you know I'm not fucking crazy. You literally do things to me to try to make me go crazy so that I lose credibility. And my thing is, I'm not going to go crazy. I'm not going to lose credibility, and I'm going to keep doing these recordings. I hope they get fucking hacked. And I feel like you got me and my kids living 300% below poverty with cold water. Fuck you. You what you're doing to me and my kids is fucking evil. You care more about how this implant functions, how my body functions, than you care about how me and my kids live in this house. Look at this. If somebody came to this house, it's deplorable how we live. But yet Allegheny Health Network is making all that money off of their science and technology. And I've said this over and over again. Like, you think I'm afraid of whoever's doing this to me. I am not afraid. I look at my cracks I'm sitting in my bedroom looking at the cracks around my bedroom door. I go in my bathroom and I look at how it is. And you think I'm afraid to speak up and tell the truth about what you've done to me? I'm not. You think I'm intimidated by you hurting me? I'm not. I see the hate all around me just by how we live. I see it. I wake up in this house. I turn on my faucet and I think about the fact that I really do have this implant in my body, and y'all fucking know it. And you got me and my kids living like this. That's just evil. It's just so fucking evil. And hateful. And you're like trying to punish me like I did this to myself. I didn't do this to myself. I went in for a hysterectomy that I didn't really need, and you snuck this thing in my body. And like I said in my manuscript, I said something. I filed reports, and you forced me to live with it by not being honest, by ignoring me, by gaslighting me, by lying about my test results, by covering up what's inside my body, expecting me to kill myself so you could get my cell tissue. And I didn't kill myself. I did 2,000 audio recordings, and then I wrote a manuscript about how I tried to overcome and conquer. And then you got mad at me for that, for being audacious. That fucking bitch has the audacity to write our secrets in her fucking manuscript. How dare her? Well, guess what? When I turn on my fucking water and I go in my fucking bathroom and I look at my fucking ceiling, and then I think about what someone is doing to my body, burning my head and digi raping my rectum and my vaginal area, and I'm an American citizen, and I hear the leaders of our country say no one is above the law and that we should all follow the law and that we should all treat each other with decency and that we should all treat each other equally, and I see and I feel what you did to me, what's inside my body and how I live, and the fact that I know that I filed complaints and you got me and my kids living like this, how the same thing you asked, who the fuck do she think she is? How can she, her audacity, the audacity for you to do this to me and my kids after you know that this thing is in my body, the audacity to have me and my kids live like this after you know that the law was broken, that my human rights were violated, that my civil rights were violated, that my body rights were violated, the same rights that you want to protect you and your family, you denied me and my kids. So yeah, I feel the same anger and rage that someone has about my manuscript, feeling like I'm somehow... I don't have the right to write what's on paper. I have the right to write it. It's my personal experiences because it's inside my body. And like, I don't know why someone is going into my manuscript and deleting things from my manuscript. I feel like my manuscript is a historical document. I feel like no one should want to delete what I say and how I feel, since I do have this tech in my body. And I don't understand, but I literally feel like you probably did it so that I could like talk about it out loud, you know, and I don't really want to talk about it out loud. I did just now, but I've got questions about it. I don't even, I kind of, sometimes things happen to me And I'll be like, what the fuck just happened? I literally, things will happen to me and I'll be like, what the fuck? I seen what happened, but I don't really know what and why it happened. And sometimes I have to like process it. And then I have to sometimes go do research or look up things and try. And then I have to sometimes, I don't want to say that part, but sometimes through repetition, I begin, or seeing something over and over again, or seeing like the conditions that I'm in, or the environment I'm in, or the certain stimuli that seems to be constant or present, then I'm like, oh, okay. But sometimes I don't even know. I just witness things and I'm like, I'm not sure about that. So I didn't really want to talk about it because it's my fucking life. Like, my whole life is at stake at this point. Like, and I know y'all don't give a fuck about it. Y'all don't give a fuck about my life. All you care about is your science and technology. But I feel like I'm privy and I know, and so I should say something. I feel like, you know, when certain things happen, maybe you should say something because, like, I don't know. My thoughts are, like, I don't know, has a Navy SEAL with this biotech jumped in ice cold water? I mean, like, how does their body respond? And what kind of reaction will their body have to this biotech? Like, you know, they could maybe cause their own electrocution just from that. Like, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm not sure. I'm kind of saying things that I'm not sure about. But, you know, the shock of your life, you know. I don't really think y'all knew what the fuck y'all were doing anyway when y'all did this to me. I really don't. I feel like y'all did this. A lot of times, scientists and researchers, y'all all say it. Well, first, let's see what happens. I feel like I was the let's see what happens. 2015, I was the let's see what happens. Now y'all fucking know and y'all won't do right by me. I should be a goddamn millionaire. Me and my kids should be millionaires. Year one, once you knew this thing was snuck in my body. But y'all using me to my grave. Y'all are fucking using me and my kids to our detriment, to our grave. And maybe because now there's so many people with this tech in their body. Did they consent? Are they being compensated? Did you train them and were they aware? You hijacked my fucking body. You snuck this thing in my body. You tortured me with this thing in my body. You physically tortured me. Just like that movie, 1BR. I talked about it in my last recording. Whoever wrote 1BR, you got it right. Whoever wrote Don't Worry, Darling, you got it right. Whoever wrote, I want to say I wrote some of The School of Good and Evil. Y'all owe me royalties for the beginning of y'all main of that movie, but y'all got it right too. The Witcher, Yennefer, you got it right. The only one that I feel like reminds me of myself, or you, that's what y'all trying to turn me into. And I feel like it's brilliant. And I don't really think anything was really taken from me from its Severance. I feel like Helly is my fucking hero. Like, I got heroes from these movies. Alice, my hero. Yennefer, Danny, all my heroes. Like, I loved some of these movies. I loved them, actually, some of them. I feel like the writing and the art and the directing, I'm glad to see that they're out there. Sometimes I don't like the fact that it's being portrayed as fiction, because this shit is going on all over the country and maybe the world. And like 1BR, that's fucking nonfiction. And that's what could happen with this biotech. You know, and I love how you did it, it's almost like my timeline, like how they isolated her. They made the people around her, she ain't had that many people. And that was the thing. She ain't had that many attachments, but the few little attachments she had, they set it off like she was crazy to isolate her so that they can gain control. So it's and I put in my I tweeted out on my Nicola reviews, you nailed it. You nailed it. And it was funny because when I was watching it, literally I was talking out loud when I was watching it. And I ended my statement with I wasn't going to give up and that I was going to survive, that I found a way to survive it. And as soon as I said I found a way to survive what someone did to me, she pulls her hands out of the nails. Like she pulls her hands out of the nails because she got so tired of laying against that wall with the nails in her hand. And I was like, that's exactly how it feels with this implant and how I tolerate pain. It's like, my leg is twisted. I literally walk through it. It literally feels like my knee and my leg is going to collapse. And I literally walk through the pain like someone is driving a nail in my knee socket and my leg. I don't limp. You know why? Because there used to be this lady that lived around here. I think she's like a relative of my neighbor, but she used to drive around here on in a wheelchair, and she was missing both her legs. And I remember one time I was in Penn Hills and this white man walked in and he gave me this like look, like it was weird. It was kind of creepy. And he had this person with the missing their two legs. And I felt like he was trying to like, let me know, bitch, this is what's going to happen to you if you don't shut up. Right. If you don't fucking shut up. And my leg is always getting twisted, you know, and shit is always happening to me. And that's how it felt. It literally, I was in Penn Hills. I went into the Wendy's and this big white dude walked in with this person that had two legs missing. And he like gave me this like horrible look, letting me know, like, this is what it's going to be, bitch. And I think it was like one of them days I got digitally raped and I had called the police or something. So I felt like, you know, it's like the Jim Crow thing burning across. But it's not always white people. Sometimes it's black people. They be like literally coming at me crazy when I'm out. And it's usually after I do one of my recordings. That's how I know my shit be getting hacked. But I was just like, all right, so I'm going to walk through this. Like, I'm not, you know, like I literally feel like how many people lost their ligaments before you made me the J2 model. How many people did y'all test this biotech on that did not survive or lost ligaments before you perfected it in my body to actually still be working 7.5 years later? I always think about that. I don't think that what Dr. Fred Price did to me was a perfect science. I feel like you tested it on many people. And I just wonder how many people died, how many people lost ligaments before y'all fucking got it right. You know, I think about that shit. Every time you twist my goddamn leg, you buzz my fingers, you buzz my head, you choke my throat. You literally created a memory board of my nervous system to be able to trigger all these different nerves in my body to get all these responses. You know how that took a lot of time. Kind of like how y'all try to map the brain. Y'all try to fucking, y'all working on that now. Elon working on that right now, trying to map the fucking brain. So it's like you unmap the anatomy, nervous system of my body. Like that took time to do that shit. Y'all was planning this shit for a long fucking time. And I think about how someone uses that on me, like trying to, like I'm like a voodoo doll. Like you got a voodoo doll of my body on your fucking cell phone. And you're sitting there pushing certain binary codes or whatever you're using. I always say, what if it comes down to a simple remote? What if my body is, the code to my body is on a simple remote? A fucking simple remote. A 4-digit code. You push something and it pushes something in my body. Do you know how fucked up that is? Do you know how fucking evil that is? And then you got me and my kids living like this with no fucking hot water, and you know, and then this is America, one of the greatest countries in the world, and you aren't protecting me, and you letting these evil motherfuckers hurt me every day, not even caring about my life or the life of my kids. That's just beyond me. But yet, it's not fiction. It's nonfiction. That is what is happening. That is what happened to me today. That is what happened to me yesterday. That is what happened to me the day before. And then these doctors are not obligated to tell the truth. And the attorneys tell me I need proof. And the only people that can give me proof are the doctors. And they're allowed to lie and not tell the truth. It's just beyond me. So ask me why I scream silently in my sleep when I wake up every day. But I'm like, I'm not going to die for you. I know y'all waiting for me to die. Y'all like covered in my body like the George Floyd autopsy. I live miserably knowing that y'all probably like, that bitch woke up again today. Look how she lived. Look how she feel. And we ignoring her and not telling the truth and humiliating her and exploiting her. Her kids living without water, cold water. And we sitting there digi raping her, burning her, electrocuting her. And then she tells someone and they don't do nothing. Will you just die, bitch? That's literally what it feels like every day. But I know that's the fact that what I just said is what you're actually doing to me. It tells me that's what you want from me. And so I'm not going to give you what you want. I am hurting badly. I am. It hurts. But I feel like I'm make y'all motherfuckers wait. Y'all might die before me.